a good start in this meeting with singing, and I believe that everything is possible. It was a beautiful start, and what is important today actually is, I don't know whether there are many people here who don't know God, and I focus upon the people who know the Lord. And Peter started his morning with the expectation in what way we will see God. And in, we'll read from John 12. It's so important that the people in that time were looking forward for the coming of the Messiah. But it's also important to know that the Word of God completely is inspired by God, by the Holy Spirit. If you don't believe that, it is difficult to understand the Bible. And I ask you, Heilige Geest, Holy Spirit, will you touch the people who don't believe that the Bible is true? For if we know, if we believe that the Bible is true, we can make progress. Everything is possible, we have been singing. We heard about healing, about defeating fortresses. Holy Spirit is working through every body of you. And I will encourage you this morning. I have a one-liner. I saw it at a poster. Commitment is a line you must cross. It's the difference between dreaming and reality. Commitment is like a line you have to cross. It's a difference between dream and reality. I hope you can take that step with me. It's a challenge. When we read the Bible, it's important that we take it and we do it. John 12. It's 6 days before Easter. Before Pesach, he was at his friends, Martha, Maria, and Lazarus. Six days before the Passover. At that time, Maria anointed the feet of Jesus with precious oil. The people came to Jerusalem for the feast. But also many people liked to see Lazarus, who was made alive by Jesus. But also they came for Jesus, who did that. And they remembered that he came into Jerusalem at the donkey. Everybody knew the text in the Bible about that event. That the king would come in riding at a donkey. And so in verse 20, some Greek came to him, to them. Now there were some Greek among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves the must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." Now my heart is troubled, verse 27. "And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it was for this reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. But Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine." I go back to verse 21. Jesus was at the top of his fame. Many people were hurt. People wanted to see Jesus. We should like to see Jesus. And what was the answer? Verse 23, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." And in verse 34 is written, the crowd spoke up, "We have heard from the law that the Christ will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" In the first part of chapter 12, John 12, Jesus is speaking about the prophecies about the coming of the King in the Old Testament. But then Jesus explained that the Son of Man had to suffer. This has been prophesied about 800 years before Jesus was born. Already 800 years before Jesus, it was prophesied that he would come. And now we live 2800 years later. We are here together to believe. And many things that I prophesied 2800 years ago are fulfilled by Jesus. Jesus told the crowd that he had to die. But now he came to buy the world free, to pay with his life. Verse 24. "Tell you the truth, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." at the primary school, we got some water in a small bottle, and we had to put in a seed, and every day we had to watch it and to see what we saw, to write what we saw. And finally, a small plant came out of the seed. It started to grow, and it became a plant. Seed dies, is changed into a plant, something completely new, and it gives fruit. That's the picture of the dying of Jesus. It's bearing fruit. Jesus put the punishment, he reconciled mankind with God. But what about us? Now we are here in Dronten. Jesus teaches us that also we have to die, have to change, have to bear fruit. Hate our old life. When we are together here and we follow Jesus, dying, yes, we know that. We have been baptized. We are baptized and our old life died with Christ. And we are born again. What does it mean to be born again? Because we know Jesus, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, and we are a new creation. But dying, but what we did is that we gave, that we surrendered our body to the Holy Spirit. For our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the owner of us, of our body also. Verse 25. Who hates his life makes... No, who loves his life makes that it will be lost. But the one who hates his life in this world will keep it in eternity. Verse 25. The word life here is the source of what you want, of your dreams. You also can read who loves his soul that is focused upon the world makes that it will be lost. But the one who hates his soul that is focused upon the world will keep it in eternity. Paul said friendship with the world is animosity with God. But when we grow, we have to become a full-grown plant. The Holy Spirit helps us to change. Old habitudes, we have to get rid of old habitudes. The Holy Spirit helps us. Verse 26. Whoever serves me must follow me. And we all do that. The most important of Jesus was that when he knew people, he wanted to have a relationship with them. Do you believe me? He said. Do you trust me? He said. All kinds of people were friends of Jesus. Think of Peter. Peter was a powerful preacher. But before, he was a simple fisherman. He didn't know much. Never went to a school. Maybe he had bad friends. People out, what we call outcasts, Leprosians. Jesus made contact with these kind of people to show them the love of God. He did it because the Father asked him to do so. Jesus said, "I only do what the Father tells me to do." The Holy Spirit is a new boss of us. The Holy Spirit also is pointing to Jesus. And because he owns us, we have to do what he is saying. He keeps us close to Jesus. This is tough. For I wonder, do I have to give up everything? But when you have to that questions, you turn back to what you have said before. When you said, "Jesus, I will follow you. I will do your will." To the moment that you was baptized in the new creation that we are, God is in us, Christ is in us, and that we may live for Him. In Romans 12 is written that we are a living sacrifice, holy and pleasant for God. That's who we are. Jesus lived for us. He died for us, for you and me. And when you have chosen to die for Him, with Him. And now we live with Him. Do you live with Him? It's written, that is our reasonable religion. You cross the line. And that's our reality. How you do that? Live for Him. In Matthew 22 is written, love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second, that is equal to the first, is love your neighbor like yourself. With all of your heart, all your soul, all your mind. That's everything you have. And what you have to do is love your neighbor like yourself. Leviticus 19 is written, don't hate other people, but love your neighbor like yourself. I am the Lord. So we can show our love to God by our love towards our neighbors. In that way, we show our love for God. To my wife, to my children. And the other ones, aside me, you, the church, my brothers, my sisters, we know each other. Do I dare to give love, help, even my life? That is the attitude that suits us as followers of Jesus. For we are a new creation. Jesus did the same. Matthew 7, Jesus said, everything you like that people do to you, do the same to them. And enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the way to life, to destruction. But narrow is the way to heaven. The way to life. And there are only few who find the narrow way. So, always it is all in. Everything that is against treating other people like we ourselves want to be treated, that is the old man. That's the old man in us. And I want to get rid of it. And that is possible with help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants that we will be like Jesus, that we are divine in our love. That we follow Jesus. What did Jesus? Jesus spent time with his neighbors. He gave friendship, food. He brought healing, help to people who needed it. So that they would believe in Jesus sent by God. Do I give my time? Do I share my food? Of course, I will share my food with my wife and children. Do I share my food with people, for example, in AZC? Do I struggle for healing? We are longing for it. I like it to do, but it is vulnerable. I'm afraid to hurt people. Do I give friendship to people who need that here in the church, brothers or sisters? I have a busy job, I have not so much time. We want to do what Jesus did. We want to live like He. We have to release our old habitudes, our old life. Reach out to Him. These were rather comfortable examples in the way, what can I do? But what do you do when the Holy Spirit is saying you have to do something else? When the Holy Spirit is, sorry, you are at the wrong way. You have to do something completely different. Another example. And what do you do with your money? Do you trust me that I care for you? We know that text. First, seek for the kingdom of God and everything will be given to you. For example, you lose your job, you lose your money. Do you trust Jesus? Are you continuing to grow? Or when the Holy Spirit is saying, you have to go to that other group of people. Do you dare to do that when the Holy Spirit is asking that? Will you listen to the Holy Spirit? Will you obey the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit owns us, owns our life. We are committed to Him, we listen to Him, and we are longing to be like Jesus, to do what Jesus did. To put hands upon people that they will be healed immediately. And we are longing that when we speak about Jesus, that people come to believe. Or maybe, in a smaller scale, show love. Everything should be put aside to come nearer to other people. For Jesus also did that. In that way, we are alive. We have to live. Live for our Lord, for our King. So when Jesus comes back, that we'll see him face to face, that we can look into his eyes. We have not finished John 12. Jesus said, he said, now my heart is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. For this problem, this difficult moment, I came to the earth. Father, glorify your name. Then there came a thunder, a voice from heaven, I've glorified him and will glorify him again. The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. There was confusion about, they suspected that Jesus came to make them free from the Romans. And now he said, I have to die. They thought, this is the Messiah that came to make us free from the Romans. And when I read this text, and I think of the text about the grain that has to die to change into a plant, then we have to change. I will challenge you. Change. I ask you to ask the Holy Spirit the coming minutes to ask him what can put you more near to Jesus and to get rid of the old I of yourself, to get rid. We take a minute for it. When you feel that God is asking you something, write it. And keep the paper at a visible place. Jesus is our Redeemer, our King, our Lawyer in heaven. And Jesus is coming soon. We are looking forward for it. Keep, hold on, grow, bear fruit, and share with other people. When Anjan shared that he was going to speak about the grain in the earth that has to die, bringing forth more beautiful things, I was thinking of the next song. I will sing it for you. Life is not always in a high situation. But we pray that God will lead us through. We ask for a blessing. We pray for peace. Prosperity for our family, protection for the night. For prosperity. We pray that your strong hand will wipe away the pain. All the time you hear our prayer. And in your love, you give what is the best. You heal us through your tears, through tears. All this sleepless night show how near you are. What if pain and struggle are your hidden blessing? We pray for wisdom to understand your voice. All this time, you hear our prayer. And in your love, you give what is the best. You hear it through our tears. And our sleepless night are able to show how near you are. For if pain and struggle are your hidden blessing, when friends betray us, and if the darkness seems to win, we have to remember we are here. We are not in our home. We are still away from home. We are still far from home. For what? If your blessing is coming through rain, and you heal us through tears,
when sleepless nights show how near you are, if my greatest disappointments and the pain of this life show a thirstiness that is greater than the world can compensate. For if struggle and battle, rain and storm, long nights are your hidden blessings,